Can charm and marketing make up for tariffs, at least a bit? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. With the trade war as a stiff headwind, the U.S. Department of Agriculture today wraps up a forum for farmers on growing locally, selling globally. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
The conference began with a startling projection from the USDA. In fiscal 2019, 6% of all U.S. agriculture exports are expected to go to China. That's down from 16% 2 years ago. U.S. trade negotiator Greg Dowd updated farmers on talks with China and said he's working on new bilateral deals with Japan and other countries.
That is an extraordinary priority for us to get done as soon as possible.
That wasn't what Iowa farmer Tim Burak wanted to hear. He wants the U.S. to settle things with China before negotiating any new deals.
I have to live in today's marketplace, and those are something down the road that's pie in the sky to me today.
Burak, who grows corn and soy, says he lost $1 million last year.
The bankers are upset, and the farmers are upset, and the finances are upset, which is upsetting everybody.
Burak is anticipating more losses this year. In Arlington, Virginia, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let me check the numbers. The 100-share index in London is up 0.4%. Dow and NASDAQ futures are each up 0.5%. Stock in Ford Motor fell 2.6% yesterday after it revealed an internal investigation into whether Ford used a flawed mathematical model that might have inflated gas mileage on its cars and trucks and underestimated pollution. The company says the investigation was prompted by an employee who passed along concerns to higher-ups. The Mobile World Congress starts in Barcelona on Monday. It's the world's largest trade show devoted to phones, and it's going to be full of talk of superfast 5G wireless, folding screens, and some very high-priced phones. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
Next week is going to be so packed with hot phone debuts that Samsung got a jump on it with an event this week to show the Galaxy Fold, which opens like a book.
You can simply unfold your phone to see all the details on the bigger screen.
A warm reception until the price.
Starting from $1,980, depending on your region and carrier.
That is the sound of sticker shock. Julie Ask is a mobile analyst with Forrester Research.
I could get a tablet, a smartphone, and a laptop for $2,000.
Of course, the price of any new tech starts high and then drops. But new phones are going to be faster with 5G connections. Cameras will support virtual reality, and artificial intelligence chips might even help stop spam calls. If all that sounds useful to you, well, it comes at a cost, says Leslie Raubaugh at the Consumer Technology Association.
I think we'll see prices continue to increase slightly, especially as a lot more technologies become embedded in these devices.
So maybe just make sure to buy a really good case, too. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
There are signs the U.S. housing market might be slowing. This week we learned sales of used houses fell to a three-year low. But one bright spot, manufactured or prefab houses, don't call them trailers, sometimes associated with subprime loans and flimsy construction, the industry's trying to rehab its image. And after a long slump, sales have started growing. Marketplace's Amy Scott visited a factory near Dallas that is churning out modern double-wides.
I've just stepped into the living room of a house, actually half a house, that's about to roll off the assembly line. The Amy, as this model happens to be called, has dark wood floors or linoleum that looks like wood and rustic beams across the ceiling. And the whole thing, floors, walls, wiring and plumbing, roof, was put together inside this 166,000 square foot factory in Athens, Texas, where it's now headed out the giant doors on a trailer.
Here we go.
This is Clayton Homes, the largest manufacturer of prefab houses in the country. The company expects to turn out some 50,000 homes this year, about half the industry total. Production manager Richard Danheim is my guide.
Right now we're rolling six floors a day offline, three houses. So from start to finish, it's usually about 4 to 5 days.
That quick turnaround is one reason affordable housing advocates are taking a second look at prefab homes. Another is the price. A two-bedroom, two-bath Clayton home starts at $159,000, plus land costs. Elena McCargo with the Urban Institute says a typical factory-built house costs up to 50% less per square foot than a traditional home.
The quality and the properties themselves really have improved, and there's a lot of opportunities, I think, to help with the affordable housing crisis that we're under right now.
And to cash in, which is why Clayton recently launched a national campaign called Prefabulous. In this ad, a young woman walks into an empty factory where a house magically takes shape with high-end features like a fireplace, state-of-the-art kitchen, and freestanding bathtub. Kevin Clayton, whose father founded the company in the 1950s, is CEO. He says the industry is also getting a boost from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They've started funding traditional mortgages for manufactured homes, which can bring costs down for borrowers.
That's going to be a game changer for housing over the next several years as you're able to get more homes out there below $200,000.
From the plant in Athens, the two halves of the Amy will be wrapped in plastic and trucked down the highway.
And they'll get married on a foundation somewhere.
Right.
God knows where.
Wherever.
Actually, wherever is Lufkin, Texas, about 90 miles down the road. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
We're also exploring economic data that show financial market players acknowledge climate change with their trading behavior, whether or not they say so. Marketplace.org if you missed that on the air. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.